Welcome to the first episode of Writing Fright. I am your host, Tanner Rutledge, and on today's inaugural episode, we're going to get to know each other. So stay tuned, and if you'd like to reach out to the show, you can email us at writingfright@gmail.com or click the button in the show notes to leave a voice message, and indicate whether or not you want it played on the show. All right, let's get to it. Welcome to the very first episode of Writing Fright. I'm your host, Tanner Rutledge, and I've been wanting to do this podcast for a while now. Writing is something that I absolutely love and have been doing for decades. I took a break, actually stopped doing it for a couple of years, but we'll get into that. So this first episode is just about us getting to know each other, and you guys get to know kind of what the podcast is going to be about, and some of the resources I hope to provide, and some of the things I hope to learn along the way. So starting off with who am I and why should you listen to me? My name is Tanner Rutledge. Currently, I write under T.A. Rutledge and have one or two other pen names. I write primarily that's been published. I write nonfiction. I write in the law enforcement, private investigator, and security industries. I also write in a couple of other industries, some stuff for it's technically nonfiction, paranormal, ghost hunting type stuff. Fiction-wise, I write horror, and specifically Southern Gothic style and supernatural paranormal suspense. I have written since, and sorry if there's like smacking, I still don't have the pop filter over this mic. I've always written stuff with a kind of a paranormal twist to it. A lot of colleagues of mine before I started moving toward writing professionally, I was a private investigator for 15 years. And I know a lot of my colleagues have moved into writing, and they write primarily crime stuff, thriller stuff, PI stuff. I really like writing the supernatural stuff, and it's a lot of stuffs, but I really like horror. I like the emotion that comes with it. It's a genre that is seated in emotion. Horror itself is an experience, and it's something that I've just always loved. I love horror movies. I love bad horror movies, horror novels. When I find myself reading, that's what I typically lean toward. And when I write, my stories tend to take that twist. Even if I don't start off writing something spooky generally makes it in. So I have written flash and short fiction for a while, with the exception of a couple of years that I took off. I went through a divorce, was battling depression, and I just couldn't write. I'd sat down several times and tried to, but until about a year ago, I didn't even write nonfiction. I sat down, started writing nonfiction for magazines, blogs, podcasts, and I guess it just got things going again. And I found myself starting to write some more short stories, starting to get into some flash fiction, and having the idea for a novel, which I've never done before, and was blown away by the process and the organization, the stuff that goes in on the front end. I am definitely not a pantser. If you can just sit down and write without a plan and come up with a book, that is an amazing skill set that I think I might want to try someday, but just not right now. I'm also not a diehard plotter, I've learned. So what I do is I make an outline, a slight outline that gives me the bare minimum of twists and a direction for the story to go. And then I actually outline a couple of scenes ahead of myself. This particular one, I started out outlining about 10 scenes ahead, and now I'm staying 5 scenes outlined ahead of where I'm at. That'll make sense later. That'll make sense in a later episode. So yeah, when I decided to write a novel, I had to learn how to write a novel. And there were resources out there, but there was not a lot for me to pick up horror wise. I found some amazing classes on Udemy. I found the the Horror Writers Association, which I am now a member of, that has amazing resources and mentorship programs. But there's not a lot on actual writing fright. How do you get that emotion onto a page? How do you keep people involved with your story? How do you structure the story so that it's coherent? It's a roller coaster of getting people scared, getting people in a state of suspense or, you know, controlled panic, and then slowing it back down so that they can catch their breath and keeping a few cliffhangers here and there, and just all the stuff that goes into just writing a good novel that people want to read. And I cobbled together the knowledge from Udemy, from different podcasts about writing. One that I'm going to drop on here a lot is Alone in a Room with Invisible People with Holly Lyle, when it comes to structuring a story and actually getting your prose under control. That is an amazing podcast that kind of focuses on that. Definitely recommend checking that out. But I had to cobble things together. It took a little while. For me to find what works for me when it came to organizing a story, what's going to carry the story, and just basically learning what I'm doing and getting that stuff together. It's information that I wanted to share for other people that are horror writers. And I thought that it would be fun for me and you to learn together. So I am about 2.5 months into writing the book now. The first month was rough because that's when I was figuring out how to do things. How do I structure this? How long does the story need to be? How do I write something that's more than 7,000 words? You know, how do I write something that's longer than a good short story? And how do you develop characters that jump off the page? How do I make real people in a real world? When people read my books and my stories, there's a lot of humor and a lot of emotion and stuff that goes into my stories that make them enjoyable from what I hear. But when you write a book and someone's investing that amount of time to read it, it really has to feel like a real world. And I didn't know how to build that. So I learned how to build that. And I'm still learning how to build that. From what I've heard from other authors and other people that I've been very privileged to talk to over the past, longer than a few months since I started writing again, everybody has a different process, and the process can be different for every book that you write. When it comes down to it, I've learned that the story is really what creates the process. And with this story, I guess I'll go ahead and jump into it. When I sat down to start writing this, I found that my characters are the most important thing to me, especially if this is something that I want to go into a series. And they needed to feel like real people. So I printed off a couple of questions, and I just sat down and started asking questions, starting with like, what do they look like? So my lead character, I wrote down the eye color, the heights, the hair color, and the different things that are going to pop up in a book, dress, mannerisms, that I want to make sure that I weave in there. A background. I went with a very, very detailed backstory, and my character sketches tend to be long. So very, very detailed backstory, trauma, all the way back to where they went to school and who their parents were and whatnot. I wanted a real person. I did that for this particular book. Has three characters that are my main point of view characters. Which was another question I had, but we'll get to it. They were my main point of view characters, and I wanted them fleshed out, because I knew that these three characters and the decisions they were making was what was going to carry my story. So once I had my three characters planned out in three dimensions, I can see them in my head, and I had it to a point where I could ask the character a question and get an answer that I felt very confident about. I moved on to what's the situation going to be for the book. And this particular one is about a haunting. And then from there I went into, okay, so we have the situation. This is where they are. How do these three people find their way into this ridiculous situation? And looking at the three people, where they live, the jobs that they do, the personalities that they have. Found a really good way to get the three of them there to the place where the story was taking place. And then it was just a matter of things unfolding and based on the decisions that they were making in that situation. Once I had my characters planned, the plot has just been falling into place as I write the book, staying about five. I know the ending, I know the major twists, but staying planned out five scenes ahead of myself. And it's been going. I think I might actually have the first draft finished in the next couple of months. So yeah, it's just a matter of staying on top of my word count, which is one of the reasons I wanted to start this podcast. It's a weekly podcast. We'll start off, I'll talk about my week. You know, did I make my words? What did I find that worked for me on days that I found very hard to write? Different ways that I've been able to get the words onto the page, and just start to finish with this book without giving away too much of it. Because I do want people to have a certain experience when they're reading it. You know, what I'm doing to get the job done. With writing, it was a fun hobby that I did when I had time. And if I had a day or I was out of town or I was doing something, I could sit down and knock out a short story. But moving from private investigation into, in the next couple of years, hopefully into writing just full time, and that being where I make the bulk of my income, I want to treat it like a job. So I sit down every day and I work toward my word count every day, or the time that I've allowed myself to write every day. And I've said that this is the first thing that I do in the morning. And if I have time, it is the last thing that I do at night. So I get up. Well, I guess the first thing I do is make coffee. And when I sit down at my desk to work, I knock out my word count for the day, which right now my low word count is, let's see, going into next week I'll be shooting for about 2,000 words. This week I was shooting for 5,000, and I'll hit it probably tomorrow. So I'm happy about that. Next week's going to be busier, so my word count is going to go down to about 2,000. It is fluctuating. I moved into a new job that allowed me to control my schedule. One of the reasons that I did that was because I do enjoy writing. I want to do it more, and I want to control my schedule to be able to do that. So I moved from private investigations into sales. So I have a remote sales job, no set hours, 100% commission. I sell like crazy, help people find the services that they need from this particular company to deal with their problems. And then the rest of the time I can spend, writing and, taking care of my family. So just, if you want a career as a writer, and this is more of a hobby, you're going to have to put yourself into a position. Sometimes that means outside of your comfort zone, but you're going to have to put yourself into a position to where you can make your deadlines. Writing for a magazine for the past year, I've got to make my deadlines or my stuff doesn't make it to print. I've got a column in one magazine. I've got, I contribute to a couple of others and online blogs. And I was very fortunate to start off doing that because I know I have to make my deadlines to do that. And if I want to make my production, deadlines so that I can get paid a little bit for the time that I'm putting into this and the money that I'm going to be putting into this book. If I self-publish or indie publish, I might, this is looking like it's going to fit into a genre. So I might go the traditional route, but we'll have some episodes about that later. Anyway, I am starting to ramble, and, this podcast is going to be this first season, me writing the first book, talking about how the days went and how different things went during the week of writing. Once I get to the revision, it'll be about revising the novel, then finding beta readers and editors to go through it. I'll also, as we get going, I'll have other authors from different stages of their career, people who were in the beginning like me, intermediate, mid-list authors, try to get some of the best-selling guys on here, and I'll have people come on the show that have been writing full-time as authors for decades. So you guys will see firsthand what it's like ramping up a career as a novelist, and you'll also get advice and see what it's like at different stages throughout the career. So this has been episode one. I'm going to try to keep these around the 30-minute mark when it's just me, and we'll go longer when we have guests on. So guys, I'm looking forward to getting to know you. Looking forward to putting my work out there. So guys, if you want to get in touch with me, you can click the button in the show notes. That's going to take you to a place where you can leave a voice message, or email me at writingfright@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in to Writing Fright. If you like the episode, jump on iTunes and give us a 5-star review. That is the quickest way to help us grow the podcast and to keep people coming in and let them know the podcast is actually being listened to. If you want to connect with us, you can email us at writingfright@gmail.com or click the button in the show notes to leave a voice message. We don't have social media or a website yet, but it is on the way. Again, thank you so much for listening, and I am looking forward to getting to know you guys throughout this show.